Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today is actually a special day because today is first year prom. You heard it right. First year prom. And you know what's insane? Me and Waverly actually have the dance floor all to ourselves. So we could literally do so many New Yorkers. We could do so many, just so many dance moves. We have everything. Also, I'm assuming that the DJ, like the listener, is actually the DJ as well. So I'm actually requesting the song Low by Flo Rida because my girlfriend has moves to that dance. Like, to that song, she can dance and dance insanely. Like, it's insane. It's like, you know how everyone has those bucket lists? I think on everyone's bucket list, there should be watch Waverly dance to Low, because it's a spectacle. It is, I'd rank it similar to the Northern Lights. So yeah, so put that into perspective and be like, wow, I really need to see this Waverly girl. I hear there is a bit of like sadness. Well, currently there is a bit of a cloud of sadness right now about Corona maybe sticking a while longer, maybe till next semester, and maybe next semester might be online. And to that I have to say that it will suck. Well, it will be bad. It's not ideal. However, on the bright side, my place is not rented by UVA, and I'm pretty sure my girlfriend's isn't too. So, meaning that we'll have access to those apartments. Meaning that we can still move in. Meaning that we can actually hang out with each other all the time if we really wanted to. And our friends will be there too. So even if classes aren't there, we can take online classes together in the same room. And this is the only reason why Corona is so tough for me right now is because I didn't get to see my girlfriend right now. I didn't get to see Waverly. And my friends, but mostly Waverly. So next semester, I'll probably see Waverly more often than if we actually had actual class. So I'm not saying it's better, because actual class is always it's fun because you're going to meet new people and all that. But on the bright side is I'll probably get to see my girlfriend and hang out with her all the time. And we'll be able to do so many things together, because right now I feel like I have a lot more time with online classes. And if I can spend that extra time being with my girlfriend and not doing Zoom dates and stuff, but actually going on dates, it'll be so much fun. It'll be so much fun. So I'm excited for next semester no matter what. Because worst case scenario, I get to see her every day. And best case scenario, I get to see her every day. So basically my worst case and best case scenario are the same. The only thing is nightlife won't be the same. So it'll probably be like kickbacks, honestly. Like, we'll probably all just kick back, like hang out, like maybe 10 of us. I'll have a ping pong table at my place as well, because I'm bringing my table tennis table up. I might, because I want my brother to experience first year, I might actually because dorms won't be accessible, I might actually have him live with me. I'm not sure. This is all up in the air right now. I'm just talking. Normally what I do with these podcasts, I kind of like put it out there and then I can reflect on it on myself, like on myself. So sometimes my like ideas are so bad or like so incorrect, and then I get to reflect on them. But maybe because I want Baron to experience first year, he can stay at my place, because it's big. Like, my room's bigger than the room that I had at college. And then we've got I think we're gonna have a pull out bed. So I'm thinking that when I have Waverly over or something, he can just stay in the pull-out bed or something, you know? It's not too bad. Like, if I need my alone space, he can just go, he's got his own type of, like, room. And I'm sure that's actually pretty good, because my friend that I'm moving into right now, moving in with, currently, he's got a place with a very similar layout. And what they have is, they have, because it's two floors, so it's the same thing as mine, they've got a downstairs and upstairs type of thing. And the downstairs common room is more like just a type of hangout type of thing, like not too many people. I actually slept there, so that's gonna be the same as this one, I think, with, there's gonna be a main common area where like everyone is, but then there's gonna be a section like upstairs where I am, where no one's really gonna be. So that means like Baron can like stay up there and he'll have complete privacy, because it will be mine and Rex's like flat, and he's friends with both of us. Well, he's obviously my friend because we're brothers, and he's good friends with Rex. So that will actually work out. I'm just like planning next semester. If this happens, I'm not sure. I don't think it'll be too bad. What I'm more annoyed about is, when am I gonna get my hair thing back? Like, jeez. Jeez Louise. I think my stuff will be in print, like, my whole clothes and everything will be prisoned up till Christmas next year. And you know what I'm really scared for? Whoever moves into my dorm, because I know for a fact Martin left some food in there. And like, it's like milk, I think, we left in the fridge, along with like something else. And that is gonna make someone puke the first few days of school. Like, there's no doubt about it. And I feel sorry for them. That's who's really gonna suffer. Whoever gets my room, I feel god awful for them. Also, I'm not sure. I've got so much stuff up there. I need to get it back. You know what I think might happen? Maybe UVA will get their cleaners and things to actually send it over to us. I think that could happen. I think the cleaners might just do it for us. And that would be so funny, because they'll go into my place and they'll see like my den and everything, and they'll be like, oh my days, who is this kid? Like, who is this genius that set up this den? And I feel bad because he had to leave this den. And I'll be like, yeah, you should feel bad. Anyways, I already talked about prom, how exciting that would be. That actually, just right then, that, like, how I said that did not match my passion for this prom, because I'm actually insanely excited for this prom. I was just busy. I'm not gonna say what. I was just busy planning a Zoom date just then. Like, I was just thinking of something to plan the Zoom date, so my mind was distracted, so I couldn't say prom date with my full enthusiasm, because I'm very excited. This is the second to last hump day of the school year. Yes, it's official. We've got 2 days of class, so we've got next week, and then 2 days after next week. So basically now it's actually 2 weeks, because we only have this one. We've got the Wednesday today, and then next Wednesday, and that's Wednesday's off. And yeah, it's officially 2 weeks away from our first day of not having class, which is mental, crazy. What to talk about now? Quick update. Waverly pranked me today. And she pranked me good. And do you guys know what that means? It means that I have actually focused a lot more of my attention on pranks I can do back on Weavly in my prank book. I'm getting new pranks. Yep, you guys heard it. It is going down. There are so many pranks that I'm gonna make. Maybe some are gonna be long term. Maybe I'm gonna like start a prank like in a month or so, and then the true results of the prank only shows itself in like 4 years. Meaning that Waveney has to stick with me for 4 years to see the prank. And yeah. So Waveney, if you're listening, if you stay with me for 4 years, well, this is maybe you will see the results of the a prank. Maybe it's already started. Maybe you don't know. Who knows? I sure don't. Or do I? Also, I think I'm gonna... I need to find a new talent to master over summer. And I'm excited for that. I don't know what it will be yet. I'm hoping it will be gibberish. You know, because I know a teacher. I'm not sure if you guys heard, but yeah, I know a teacher. I'm not going to say his or her name because I don't want you guys to learn gibberish and then it won't be as special because there will be too many people that have learned gibberish. But yeah, it's a secret language. But with that, I want to say goodbye. I hope everyone has a fabulous Wednesday. The best Wednesday ever. And I love you. I love you so much. I have a great day.